Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, December 5th. Currently with fair skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 68%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.76. And the dew point is 12 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Center for Disease Control sends more than $30 million to Kansas to improve health services.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced a $3.2 billion distribution across the United States and its territories. The program is unique in that grants are distributed directly to health departments. The CDC is set to pay more than $33 million to Kansas. The City of Kansas City's Health Department will also get more than $8 million. According to the CDC, improving infrastructure contributes to public health by ensuring the safety of food and water, as well as other health services. I'm Rametta Landrum.
The City of Overland Park has launched a new website highlighting the policies of its police department. The city unveiled a new website last week that hosts information like the department's budget, training processes, and anti-bias policy, and residents can access information on arrest data, explore the city's crime mapping system, and learn how to file a complaint online. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners have service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United Way?
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Friday, Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt filed a lawsuit against leading national insulin manufacturers and pharmacy benefit managers over alleged violations of the Kansas Consumer Protections Act, accusing them of operating an insulin pricing scheme that forces Kansans to pay excessive costs for the life-saving drug to control diabetes. Schmidt filed the lawsuit in Shawnee County District Court, and the complaint alleges that the defendants maintained a pricing scheme that inflated the cost to produce insulin, forcing Kansans with diabetes to choose between rationing their medication to stretch their health care dollars or going without insulin and risk potentially deadly complications. The lawsuit arises from Schmidt's ongoing investigation into the practices and activities of pharmacy benefit managers in Kansas. That investigation began in 2020, and the lawsuit filed on Friday is the second it has produced. Last year, Schmidt settled with Centene Corporation regarding its business practices in Kansas, recovering more than $27 million for Kansas. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly reported that the state is on track to implement a new law to phase out the state's sales tax on groceries over 3 years. The governor signed the act's the food tax legislation in May, and she said the Kansas Department of Revenue has published its notice to initiate those changes. Governor Kelly also renewed her call for lawmakers to pass a bill that immediately eliminates the state's sales tax on groceries, diapers, and feminine hygiene products. Governor Kelly said they have axed the food tax and are putting money back in Kansans' pocket, and Kansans will see the savings very soon, but she said they can do more. When the Kansas legislature comes back in January, she said she will push again for the complete and immediate elimination of the state sales tax on groceries. The law will drop the tax to 4% in January, to 2% in 2024, and to zero in 2025. And Governor Kelly has said previously that it will save taxpayers about $740 million over 3 years, with a family spending $200 a week on groceries, saving $208 in 2023. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just before 3:30 p.m. on Friday in Sheridan County, a 2016 Kenworth semi driven by 54-year-old Jamie Beeson of Scott City was traveling on U.S. 24, 7 miles west of Kansas 23 Highway. The semi struck a 2018 Ram driven by 63-year-old Brenton Phillips of Selden, who was stopped behind a 2014 Peterbilt semi driven by 76-year-old Guy Wolf of Syracuse, Nebraska, and the impact pushed the Ram into the Peterbilt. The Kenworth and Ram came to rest in the south ditch, and the Peterbilt semi came to rest on the shoulder approximately a quarter mile east of the accident scene. Phillips was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Mickey Leopold Mortuary. A private vehicle transported Beeson to the Sheridan County Hospital, and Wolf was not injured. Phillips was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. On Friday, Governor Kelly tweeted a message emphasizing the reasons that she wants to see the state legalize medical marijuana, reinforcing one of the priorities for her second term as governor. Kelly said the legislation session, they need to legalize medical marijuana so that Kansans with severe illness no longer have to suffer, and providing this relief is long overdue, so everyone needs to work together to get this done. In mid-November, Kelly outlined 5 objectives in which she plans to focus in her second term. Joining the legalization of medical marijuana on that list are providing tax relief, expanding Medicaid, protecting first responders, and investing in mental health resources. With Missouri voters approving a state amendment allowing recreational marijuana, Kansas now is nearly surrounded by states that have either decriminalized marijuana to some degree or made it legal for recreational or medical use. In Nebraska news, authorities are investigating a chase that ended with a deadly crash on Saturday night southeast of Grand Island. The Nebraska State Patrol said preliminary information shows a deputy with the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office tried to pull over an SUV, which refused to stop. The chase ended a short time later when the vehicle crashed and overturned in a ditch near the intersection of F and 11 Road in Hamilton County. The Nebraska State Patrol said the driver, Jordan Eastman, 34, of Giltner, was ejected during the crash, and he was taken to Grand Island Regional Medical Center, where he died. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office has asked that the State Patrol conduct an investigation into the incident. A Minden man has been referred for charges after police say he stole a vehicle and then burglarized a bowling alley in Minden. York Wilson, 21, was referred on charges of burglary, criminal mischief, motor vehicle theft, and possession of a controlled substance. In a news release, Minden police said officers responded just after 5 a.m. on Wednesday to report of a burglary in progress at Auto Way Bowl. Upon arrival, officers found a broken glass door and the business ransacked inside, and several items were reported taken and stolen. About an hour later, officers received a report of a stolen vehicle from an apartment complex in Minden. The vehicle was later located an hour and a half later, parked on a Minden street, and officers also discovered items were taken from the vehicle. Wilson was located at a residence nearby and taken into custody for the burglary, the car theft, and for 3 outstanding warrants. Minden police said they continue to investigate, and additional charges may be filed against Wilson and other suspects who are involved. A Cozad man charged in a shooting at a strip club in July has taken a plea deal. According to Buffalo County District Court records, Corey Brestel, 25, pled no contest to attempted possession of a defaced firearm and carrying a concealed weapon. In exchange for his plea, prosecutors reduced a charge of possession of a defaced firearm to attempted possession of a defaced firearm, and he previously pled not guilty to the charges. Court records said that on July 31st, 2 men who are part of the Tribesmen motorcycle group were approached by 30 members of another motorcycle group known as the Homietos at Paradise City near Elm Creek. The 2 men reported to authorities that the other group started attacking them, leaving 1 man injured. Records said during the fight, another man, identified as Richard Rios, was shot. Rios was then transported to the hospital by Brestel, who told authorities he's a member of the Homietos group. Authorities searched the car Brestel was driving and found 3 guns inside. It was not known if anyone had been charged in the actual shooting of Rios or the assault on the 2 men. Brestel is scheduled to appear in Buffalo County District Court for sentencing at 1:30 p.m. on January 31st. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
At the St. Francis Wrestling Tournament of Champions that was held on Saturday, December 3rd, there were 11 Norton medalists that included 106-pound Aston Katz placing first, 113-pound Derek Clydesdale placing fourth, 120-pound Jayton Weigel placing second, 126-pound Caleb Sumner placing third, 138-pound Darian Musquez placing fourth, 150-pound Clayton Sumner placing third, 157-pound Colby Minal placing third, 165-pound Logan Fonestill placing third, 190-pound Garrett Urban placing first, 215-pound Jefferson Otter placing first, and 285-pound Corbin Puga placing first. At the Trigo Girls Wrestling Tournament, Norton placed second as a team, and the results for the individuals include 110-pound Elise Waite placing fourth, 130-pound Lily Puga placing fourth, 135-pound Ashlyn Talent placing second, 140-pound Caitlin Talent placing fourth, 155-pound Evie Vance placing third, and 190-pound Cadence Greason placing third. The Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team traveled to Logan on December 1st to play against Logan Palco, and Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole stated that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys improved their record to 2-1 with a 32-23 win over the Logan Palco Trojans. Coach said the Huskies did not shoot the ball that well, but played very good defense the whole game, and Tate Talheim and Griffin McKinney each scored in double figures with 13 and 10 points to lead the team. The Northern Valley B team boys lost by 2 points with a score of 28-30 to the Trojans. Seventh graders Lucas Hansen, Tate Talheim, and Griffin McKinney each played one quarter and led the B team in scoring with 8, 7, and 6 points, and classmate Malachi Hitt added 5 points on the night. This made the Husky B team record 1-2 on the season. Coach Colvin reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys competed in the Healy tournament on Saturday, December 3rd. Coach said the Huskies played the Western Plains Healy Bobcats in the first game and won 45-7, and Tate Talheim had a career-high 27 points, including 3 three-pointers in the game. Griffin McKinney added 9 points and Lucas Hansen 7. The Huskies then faced the Weskin Coyotes in the championship game. Northern Valley played hard but lost 32-51, and Coach Cole said this was the best team that they played against so far this season. 6 Huskies scored points in the game, with Tate Talheim leading the team with 10 points, despite not playing in the second half with a sprained ankle. Lucas Hansen and Matt Wyatt Compton each added 6 points, and Connor David chipped in 5 points. The Northern Valley A team boys record is now 3-2 on the season. The reopening of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties has been delayed. The reconstruction project was originally scheduled to be complete by the end of November, but it will require additional time due to construction setbacks and impending winter weather. The road is now expected to be reopened in late spring of 2023. Motorists are advised to continue using the signed detour on K-23, K-223, and K-383. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Eric Oschlager at 785-443-1266. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began November 1st, and it will remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish their service. and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric, natural gas, and water utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. Information on what to expect in terms of energy costs this winter is also available on the KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov/kcc-consumer-alert-winter. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having taco crunch, peaches, tossed salad, chocolate cake, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be crispitos, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be vegetable beef soup, crackers, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 47 with a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 15 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 46 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the afternoon. And on Tuesday night, should be partly cloudy with a low around 19 and a calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 46. On Thursday, there's a chance of rain, snow, and freezing rain before noon, and then there's a chance of rain and snow. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 42. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 44. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 44. Currently, with fair skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 68%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 29.76, and the dew point is 12 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Illegal fentanyl is up to 100 times more potent than morphine. A tiny amount is all it takes to cause an overdose. It could be in your drugs, and you wouldn't be able to see it, taste it, or smell it. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs just cannot seem to get past the Cincinnati Bengals as they fell 27-24 to the Bengals on Sunday afternoon. And now it's three straight losses for the Chiefs, including the regular season and the postseason. Speaking after the game, quarterback Patrick Mahomes discussed the Bengals and what makes them such a tough team to play and why they can't seem to get a win against Burrow's Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they got a great quarterback, a guy that's won a lot of football games. Even though it was in college, he's won a lot of football games now in the NFL. He's someone that competes at the very end, too. They got playmakers all over there. They're well coached, have a good defense. And at the end of the day, they've executed at a higher level in the critical situations. We started off slow. We got back in the game, the flow of things, and then we had a turnover late, and then the missed kick. So, I mean, if you just try to take away those two things in the fourth quarter, and if you're playing good teams, you make those turnover on downs, basically, in the fourth quarter. Those are the things that kind of bite you at the end.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with the vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.